You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today being a Wednesday is a Dear Bumi Day. I wonder what Auntie Bumi is doing right now as we speak. I could take a bet and be sure that she has, Auntie Bumi has this chair in her sitting room. It's right opposite the main door. No, 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 sure main door. That's it. Right opposite the main door. She'll be there with her tea and her biscuits. And tell anybody who is sitting next to her, hey, will anybody here? Morning, Auntie Bumi. It's nice to think of you today. And I really think I should come down this weekend. But the Amaladu is next week, if I'm right. Did I tell you what date it is, Sheriff?
No.
Okay. I think it's next week.
What happens?
Oh, you are not the one. You are not the one I wanted to invite. So,
Why can't you just disinvite me like that?
Yeah, because if you are still thinking of what happens,
you can't disinvite me. You give me information.
You know, Amala is primarily made up of those of us who works in the media. My seniors are there. Auntie Bumi is there. The only contemporary I have there, Eric Teniola, those ones are older than me. You know, Kuri Ogunyemi, I met them as a small lad when I met those ones. There is only one who I dated, but he has refused to show me his birth certificate. But he keeps saying he's older than me.
Why should he show you?
I keep telling him, show me this. It's always so, when you talk about something.
I can imagine
when
the kind of argument you people
when you talk about something, say, what kind of word like this?
So who is senior?
Of course, I'll be his senior now.
But we don't know.
No, always will tell me. I think my wife is older than you. I said that's not. Some people, their wives are 5, 6, 7, 8
years
older than
them.
So it's not arrogantly. I think my wife is older than you. The two of them have refused to produce their birth certificates. Morning, Auntie Bumi. All right, so this Happy New Year to all dear Bumiites, because some people apparently, Sheriff, some people said that, we don't listen to you all, those my lord, fighting in the morning that it's only dear Bumi that they listen to exclusively. So they are dear Bumiites. So to my dear Bumiites, as I say, Baraka Desala, and good morning for the New Year. What is it? Wait until I call you before you talk. What's wrong with everybody today? Of course, you know who that voice. It's Diola Bagole, it's the Stallion. You remember how she gave herself that name Stallion that day? That any man, and you know, she was,
I remember that interview.
Any man, a Miss Stallion.
Set of Buruku.
A Miss Stallion.
When?
Like they would say downtown. She said it with all her chest. But we go to a Miss Stallion. No man can. I forgot what we were talking. You remember?
That is not what happened. The uncle.
You don't. If you tell us what happened, I'll be different from what I remember. Anyway, how was the New Year?
Fine.
You don't buy new glasses.
It's
not. Good. This is different. This one, your husband gave you. What did you give your husband for Christmas present?
Myself.
He has had you all the. What? You are not what one combo. He has had you for too long, sir. Oh, yeah, go the rest it. What did you bring for me for when you go to greet a king? More so, I'm much older than you. You should have brought something for Papa. Mrs. Oboli, she gave me chicken. Mrs. Oboli gave me chicken. Did Mrs. Oboli give you chicken?
No.
I hope we're not supposed to share it.
No. She gave it to Baba.
Suppose she tells me that, Uncle, you know, the way Mr. Boli, Uncle Jimmy, you are supposed to share that chicken. Okay, let's get down to business. I need to make peace with my family, Dorothy. He made nasty remarks behind my back, Priscilla. I'm desperate to give up drugs. And yet he hunt here. He's at 20 years old. He's smoking cannabis. I know somebody at 20 could smoke a whole plantation. To back me, if you let's say you bring on the Ikorodu area or the road to Ekpe, 5 kilometers to Ekpe, you start planting from there, even beyond. I'm not turning, man. So he's desperate to. And Mary says she's tempted by my first love. You women are like that.
Men.
Yes. And Hilda says, too young to be impotent. And this one says that I married man's vows means nothing to him. Auntie Bumi, she can be so naughty.
What is she?
Look at this one. Can you tell by the size of his nose? Somebody is asking Auntie Bumi that just said, Auntie Bumi answered him. But I cannot read that one on radio. I cannot read it with my mouth. Auntie Bumi, eh? Ask Auntie Bumi something over the scene. I will blackmail her with it until she gives me something, so I won't tell what I ask. I just asked a simple, innocent question. She didn't know. If I say it now, I'm sure she'll get back before me. Okay, let's get down to this one. Tempted by my first love. That happens to women a lot. I don't know what it is about first love with women. The women will always tell you there's something about their first love. They look at it and say, "Well, what is it? Do you remember your first love?"
My first love. I think it's hard to remember that.
No, I remember.
I don't know.
I remember the person. And I remember the circumstance, thanks to Mola, you know.
How do you know that you're in? Who is your first? How do you know that you're truly in love with that person? How do you know, like, love as in love, when you say first love?
Like person, love and none, yeah.
Uncle
young puppy love is not...
Puppy love is not... Can you call puppy love, like, love?
When you get old, you sort that out. Love is love. When you are young, when you say you love somebody, it means that,
Say you get what?
You know what I will do? You want me to be somebody with a watch up, we can't go put petrol. Now you go NBC. That's my prayer for you. happy New Year to NBC people. You must always hail them, you know. So tempted by my first love, I was in love with a man all through my teens and 20s. And they never did anything but a deep commitment towards each other. Why are you looking skeptical? Do you think that it's impossible for her to be in love throughout her teens to 20 and they didn't do anything? Go then, maybe she's lying.
It's possible now.
Yeah, but you make look as if this is a disaster.
Maybe what is happening? Finish reading the story before I finish reading the story.
Keep a deadpan straight face. In the end, I got married to someone else and we lost touch. I ran into him recently at a friend's office, only to discover my feelings for him haven't changed. Voila, day. Hey, Chineke. He asked me to get in touch by giving me his mobile number. Should I? Just to find out how it could be with him. We've had this one before now. But anyway, you haven't spoken about it. Do you think she should call the guy?
No. What is wrong with her might just be anticipation of what could be. It doesn't mean, maybe what's
it's not what's I can't hear you.
What is wrong with that now? Might just be an anticipation of what could be. It might just end up being nothing, and then she
but it might end up being something.
She's married now, she's married. What
does it matter these days?
It matters now, Uncle Jimmy. Some of us believe in old school.
No, I'm not saying it's good that she shouldn't, but I'm just wondering whether the atmosphere we are in now is in chop and clean mouth, like say nothing happened.
Does that chop and clean mouth,
like say nothing happened? We do it in the financial sector, yet,
But that
from top to bottom,
right.
As
that,
Buhari would say.
That doesn't make it right.
No, I'm not saying it's right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying it's right. I was just
so I don't think she should. I just think she's...
But if she has gotten to a point where she's now asking Dear Bumi, at her age, you're asking whether you should collect telephone.
She might just need someone to say no. You know, we have the strong
do you need somebody to say no to certain things?
I don't need, because we have different thresholds. We have our strong will, the level is different now.
What's your own threshold is very strong.
Oh, yes.
If you look at somebody, can you know what his or her threshold might be like?
No, but when you get into that situation now...
I wondered why it was his threshold like.
How will I know?
Sheriff, I didn't ask
who
you
is, why are you calling me Daddy Wa? Why?
How would I know?
Like, why?
Do you think one threshold is this?
Uncle Jimmy.
What is, huh? I will not be insulted.
It depends.
Do you know who I am?
I don't know who you are. It depends on the situation.
See, so you know, I believe in the Oyibos when it comes to a good hiding place for you to hide, in one of their proverbs. What did the Oyibos say? Because if I said that, you know, Achebe or somebody said you won't respect it, so let's go to the Oyibos sector. I don't know. The Oyibos say that do not judge a book by its cover.
By its cover. Exactly.
Because I do Dear Bumi and I laugh, doesn't mean I'm a man of integrity.
I have known you for a while.
In all spheres of life.
I have known you for a while.
I don't think she should do it. That is a given.
I think she's just dreaming about what.
I think she will.
I think she has.
Exactly. I think she's just asking.
Wants to validate
it. Yeah.
I think she has. I think she's a bit.
She's lost the battle. The moment she saw that guy, she's lost. The battle is lost.
You know, for me, adultery starts from the mind.
Hmm.
Because if the mind is ready to do it, venue and why? We're just looking for a nice stadium to play that football. That's what it is. Anyway, let's go to another one. Can you tell by the size of his nose? I'm not. I'll leave until for me to solve that one with Justina. Well, there is this new manager in my bank who has a real big nose. You see this one? In the combi, that. Let's go to another one. I need to make peace with my family. For close to 10 years, I was married to a man who was a control freak and very abusive to my family. Oh, my God. What a bad situation to be in. It got so bad that he threatened to kill me if I saw my family or attended any of their functions. I was so terrified of him that I took his threat seriously and cut off all contacts with my family and friends. Now I'm divorced from the brute and for the first time in a long time, recognized him for the spineless coward he was. I would very much like to get back in touch with the people he forced me to cut off contact with, but I'm worried about what they will think after I've ignored them for so long. First of all, they think that maybe you have a problem. Maybe you're broke or whatever.
No. They would have known what she was going through. Or don't you think so?
Yeah, yeah.
They would have known. And it depends on... She should just make an attempt. They would have known what she was going through.
I think she should make an attempt. The one that will accept her will accept her.
Exactly.
People should stop trying to be accepted by everybody.
No.
0700 993 993 993.
She just make an attempt.
0146571190. It's only 1 minute per person. Let me give you a tip on how to call into programs. Don't bother to. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
It's only in Nigeria they do that. When CNN gives you a minute, there's a timer. So the best guy say, "Morning, I'm so. Morning, I'm Jimmy Diso." Then you go straight. Okay, I see people just say, because you're going to get a timer here, really. If you want to spend your own time saying good morning to this one, panel of judges, co-debaters, if you want to go walk, greet everybody. But just phone in and say, yes, on the issue of this, this is what I think. So what should she do? I think
she should contact
this
them.
Woman is slow, Jerry.
She should contact them.
She should contact them. Those who will accept her will accept her. Those who won't accept
and
her
they would have. They would have known then that she was going through some things. Would they rather have her dead and then be mourning?
I don't think the world is even that complex, really.
She should contact them.
Contact them. What a man, money? Only job money work.
Uncle Jimmy, you didn't allow me to greet anybody. Please.
There's no time.
You did not allow me to greet. Good morning, Lagos. Happy New Year. I just did it.
But why are you so stubborn? In fact, my man of the year should be your husband. I don't know how he handled. I always feel for the guy, everybody. I go, no, man, I hope they'll have to put a hammer on his head. Okay. This one is a bit straightforward, and I congratulate the person. It's a gentleman called Samuel. Samuel says that I'm in my 20s and have a fairly fulfilling job. I have smoked cannabis for over 4 years and heavily in the last two. I'm a mammo plantation. I grew up in certain what a mo. If you take them to a hemp farm, they would get high on their own supply. I very much like to give it up, but it has come to the stage where I feel I can't function without it. Amo, you're in a bad place. Samuel, you're in a very bad place. I get out of breath just playing football in our backyard with my youngest brother, and I have mood swings when I'm smoking. I've often wake up. I'm tired. Where was I reading now? I get out of breath just playing football in our backyard with my youngest brother, and I have mood swings when I'm smoking. I often become paranoid and find myself shouting at my mom. Olodeo. He'll be shouting at his mom. He don't correct. But when I'm not smoking, I feel really depressed and I want to cry for no reason. That one don't become dandy. Well, these drugs, they're not nice. They're not nice things to...
It's better not to start.
How do I kick this habit? You have kicked it already by talking about it. You just need to put your foot on the pedal more. You know. So that's his own major problem, that he doesn't know how to kick. There are many things. I also think that the best thing, in case any of your cousins or family is listening, is they should take you to a professional. Don't go for counseling in church. You will read Bible, your hair go tire. In between that, you go and smoke another one. Don't go to Afa. They will give you Honto. Have you ever drunk Honto?
Yes, I have.
The first day, my grandmother. I was about nine. I went to do one naughty thing. Those days, you know, Yaba was quite open. Some people did something. I went to go and wee on top of it. As a nine-year-old, I was now congratulating myself. I went and called my mother in the office and said, Mom, I said, what's it, Jimmy? I saw two people getting called to go to the other company, and I went to wee on top of it. My mother left post authority. From there, I was dispatched to Surulere, where my grandmother was. Dispatched straight to where I was. One of my mom's first cousins, they were too old to even call them uncles or papas. They pinned me down. This boy he brought from London. He doesn't mind. What is wrong with him? You know what? They gave me a cup of Honto. I think it's horrible.
It's not horrible, John.
In taste.
It's not horrible.
But if you are used to drinking, we can't call brands, but that brown bottle, you will not find it horrible. A mouse that was used to drinking only minerals.
Minerals.
Minerals. I have to come and take one. Oh, my God. So, where is it now? How did I get to the issue of that stuff?
You were saying
the guy,
he should go for rehab.
Then they shouldn't take him. Emma Lot it labor. Don't go to those juju people, because what they will do is 5:30 in the morning, during call for prayer of the Muslims, he will get the first round of weeping, one nolatory. So that, you know, traditionally they will say that they will flog that madness out of his head. And those have you seen where they treat people? before they can put any incantation on his head, they first of all have to flog all the blood spirits.
How did you know?
I'm an observer now. You don't know. but I'm glad that I congratulate you, Samuel. Yeah, on your way there, if you're talking about it openly now, because I don't know what it is with our people. Why we stigmatize every, if there's something wrong with this little finger, that's it. Nobody will eat in the days where if it's time for to eat collectively, nobody will eat with you. I mean, Be careful. You know, he has only 9 fingers out of 10. 1 finger out of 10. So, our lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. What's the time? 9:22. I can only take one call before we go on break.
I think we have some messages.
Oh, okay.
We have some messages here. Let me just take this one here that says, he says, I should tell you that the radio is his own addiction.
I think I've recognized that I have a gadget addiction. How I can hold a phone in my hand from 10 p.m. till 5:30 a.m. There must be something wrong with me.
I think a lot of people suffer from that thing.
Yes.
And we don't know. We just know it's normal, right?
It's an addiction. Have you ever tried leaving home one day
without
your phone? For you to just say that, all kinds of reasons will come to you why you must have a phone. Oh, the children. Yeah, they might come from their school. They might do this. What about the days when we didn't have phones?
Exactly.
Mm. I have a gadget addiction. If you see me daytime, computer, this one, tablet. It's crazy. Somebody wants to say hello.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. I got my
good
morning.
Today. Okay.
Thank you all for
those. You got his what now?
His money.
Which money again?
We get
Uncle Jimmy. Oh, one of the people play. Come on, how you do the thing now? Talk.
Uncle Jimmy.
How did you win the money?
You know, that's why I call him Onyomadioko now. Azu from Jakarta should tell us the meaning. He said it some months back.
Henry, how are you? Uncle Jimmy. Wait, say everything is okay now.
I'm not happy, Uncle Jimmy, but I think I will sort myself out. It's not easy when you...
With all the match where you...
I'm telling you, my brother, the thing, eh?
You still never go Ghana?
It will happen. I'm a cussy bear, Uncle Jimmy.
Otiku already.
I'm a cussy bear, Uncle Jimmy.
Otiku, you don't die.
Year, my brother.
I have to take a short break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, so you're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and today is the Dear Ebumi edition. Comes up every Wednesdays. So, and I have the stallion here, Adeola Bankole. Have you said hello to our people at home? Yes, you have. I remember you have. Our marriage vows mean nothing to him. That's Lola. Lola says that my husband's job entails he walks away from home from time to time. I know he goes with other women because stories of his escapades get back to me and he's not made an effort to deny them. Okay? He says all men sleep around and the only difference is that he's honest about it. Now he's encouraging one of our teenage sons to be like your old man and sow some wild oats. He's a very reckless human being. The poor boy is upset by all his sex talk. He says that I've always been a pride and young... He says I've always been a prude, sorry, and going out with other men might do me a lot of good. So is it too much to expect one's husband to behave like a responsibly married man and to have a bit of more respect for our marriage? The guy doesn't respect her at all. He couldn't be bothered.
He doesn't even respect himself. Can you be telling your teenage son to be wild, to sow wild oats? How? That's irresponsible now.
No, it definitely is an irresponsible man. There's no doubt about it. Let us judge the fate of the man of the man now. Should we tell her to sack him?
But if he's encouraging her to go and pick with other men, what does that mean? I don't think he cares about her. Well, I don't know a lot of husbands that would tell their wives to go with other men.
Yeah, okay. What do you think, Sheriff?
I honestly do think that she has to find a way. I think she needs to find a proper solution too, because it's a big problem. Mm-hmm. What she's saying here is something that can not make but definitely mar the boy's future.
Yeah, and he's completely responsible. I don't know whether he's fit enough to be a father to the children.
Yeah.
If the lady is bold enough, if she can go to like all the domestic whatever, they might work out something by which he might not be, he shouldn't be left with any children at all. He must be a randy old goat.
Mm.
Yes.
I wanted to say, you know, divorce, but then, you know, I would rather she just separate from the guy. Maybe not divorce entirely, because he can eventually now come to his senses and then become responsible again
She should run away.
But she needs to protect her children.
She needs to protect her children.
Mm. She needs to protect her children
from such a man. What would you have done?
I would have left now, or will become co-tenants, maybe for the sake of the children.
So what? First of all this is coming from the fact that you don't want him to have any contact with the children, at least until they are grown. Isn't that it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So,
yeah, but you see, you can also
once you are co-tenants, he's there.
You can also have influence on the children. If the boy, as written there, doesn't like it, is tired, then he himself will be keeping away from the man. He will keep himself away from the man because he might not be that well to do to get another apartment where she can go with the children.
Exactly.
So she is talking the house.
Mm. Exactly. I was going to say that, just to buttress what you have said, many homes are like that today. Mm-hmm. It may not even be about the father asking the boy to go, but it may be about the father being abusive towards the mom.
It may be
so many things. Yes. I mean, many homes out there
could,
are
could,
like that.
It could be teaching the children how to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at this other one. What's the time now? 9:35. Anybody want to contribute something? 0700-993. It's a slow start to the year, though. Do you get that feeling?
Yeah, I do. People are not happy, Uncle Jimmy.
What has that got to do with this program? Are you not happy?
No, I'm not.
So if you're happy, what would you look like?
Truth be told, I am not.
What's making you
unhappy? All this Uncle Jimmy, all this one there. All this facade that people are just... deep down.
Talk to
people
me.
People are depressed.
Do you think I'm depressed?
You might be, but you are fronting for us because of your job. It's possible. It might not be a personal thing. Maybe what's going on in the country, the economy and everything. You don't like it. You remember how you lived and everything is crumbling right under your nose. There's not much you can do. It might not be something affecting you personally. It might just be what is around.
So how do you ward off these thoughts from your mind?
Ah, you have to
in this
try.
Current time, because the last thing you want is to be pulled by your trousers, you know, to a nut house, you know. About fashion.
The fear that I have is that we don't have people breaking down.
That's going to happen.
Mentally.
That's
because I quite reckon with what she said about people going through a lot.
Yes.
It's just that, you know, in our nature, we're not used to opening up. We'll bottle everything up. We're not used to... I mean, people that, and you can attest to it, this started not just now. It started, you know, some time ago when all of a sudden people just ask you for money.
You just get bills. The numbers and the level of people asking you for money, putting a gun to your head. Yeah. Uncle Jimmy, I'll scatter this place if you don't give me one more.
Oh, that will power see you, Lord.
Yesterday, for example, I had to buy three drugs. All the three are the point in the direction of just one sickness only. But there are three treatments. There's a treatment where you use the cream, you use the tablet, and then you use a suppository, okay? I couldn't buy two of those things. So I had to work out in my head which is the one that will work without the other. I couldn't.
I mean, and like I said, do you know I had to take record of how much fuel I bought in December? Uncle Jimmy. I couldn't believe it because
why did you write it down?
I was keeping the receipts.
Don't keep. You see,
it can mess with your.
Sometimes you just think, am I doing something wrong?
You're wondering where the money is going. You're wondering where your resources are disappearing
to.
Because you can't see.
You can't see.
It's not reconciling.
It's as if everybody is going.
Yeah.
Do you know the new thing? I had to complain. All these children that spray water on your windshield and they say they are cleaning. They now jump on top of cars. Someone might be on the trunk of the car in front of you. Once the light says green and you want to move, they are falling down on the street. You can run them. Is there nobody?
That's why
everybody's going crazy.
Yeah. I have told everybody who wants to listen, go get a dash cam.
They jump on your car.
Go and get a dash cam. Because now, I didn't want to raise an alarm, but I've noticed it. People not just jumping up, but pretending that you hit them.
That something happened to them.
Yes, that dash cam will save a lot of people. It's just about, I just ordered one now. It's just about $35.
I mean.
But $35 is no longer just about.
It's not just about Uncle Jimmy. It's not just about. Everywhere is so tense.
Yeah.
Everywhere is so tense.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Pastor Adeboye's this thing where they said it will have to get better, it have to get worse before it gets
That's
better?
That's what we have been hearing since that 500 years ago. That's what we have been hearing.
That only happens to things that you cook.
So when are we going to get out of
cook
this? That's what everybody has been saying. The whole place is so tense. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Even in workplaces, you know,
yes,
in the markets, you know, if you're in the bus, it's almost like something is about to bust, like boom.
I don't do.
Anyway, on Saturday, what I remembered now is because of what you said. On Saturday, I'm going to be talking to Mrs. Kuyoro, who is also one of our Dear Bumi stars. I intend to have a discussion with her on how to live as a mother in this country as it is now. I take mother because men are not nice people. We can be very selfish. It's true. You will tell a man that there's no food in the house, so low one conscious, but he will find a rich person to go and eat in his house. You know, but you tell the woman that, and you know.
Hallelujah, somebody.
What are you hallelujahing for?
Coming from a man, a lunch.
No, but it's the truth. There are times when we have to. Where do you find your own succor? Where do you find your peace?
Jimmy, sometimes.
Is it in going window shopping?
Window shopping.
I'm telling you, one of the therapies I have when I'm broke is to go window shopping. Yes, it relieves you. You could spend the whole day just walking from shop to shop, you know. And when you're tired, you go home. You don't window shop.
That's very weird, though.
That's
weird, go.
So if you say that what I said I do is weird, automatically it means that they are saying that I am well.
No, I am not saying so. I cannot say it.
But it came out of that.
Uncle Jimmy, something like that will give me, will get me depressed though.
I will fall into deeper into depression.
When I see depression, no,
let me tell you, you know, before I used to live behind ShopRite, okay, just right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a walking distance, and 3/4 of the time there'd be no light. And even then, I found myself in an apartment where I was paying 20,000 naira a week for light. So, anyway, story cut short, I always like just walking to ShopRite, go to look at the latest iPhone, go to look at this, go to the fashion, this thing. By the time it's evening, I take a shower, one nice brown bottle goes along with it, and I'm good to go. I go to sleep. You know?
I'll just be comparing prices. 2 years ago, this thing was this. Last week, I saw it.
Of course, you're not buying, you're broke.
Exactly, then it will get me depressed. Last week, I saw it at this. Now it is this. No.
So what should she be telling her boys, though? Back to this story now.
Since she has noticed that the boy also repels that kind of attitude, then she must make sure she has a good hold on him or them.
What is the gut feeling you have about your country?
Calm down.
You want water?
A lot of it, I don't think I should be saying that on air. When we are,
but do you see hope? You know, our politicians, they have always to tell you we see hope ahead. I don't see any hope that they see.
I don't see it.
Okay, Sheriff, can you answer? Would you like to contribute to that?
No.
Because I have seen. The two things that are against me, when I say against me, that make me more concerned than usual, is one, the job that I do, the experience that I've had, the times I have lived in other countries to compare, make a comparison, and that realistically, I'm not sure that this boat of life I am in is headed in the right direction.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that... my personal view is that I don't see competence in the way I'm being led, and honesty.
And then what?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't see it because I can always, maybe because I'm also a cynical person, I can always see through propaganda.
What also baffles me?
Yes.
Is, you know, the usual thing that it's global is this. I don't think Nigeria has any business. If you even think about the amount of money in personal, private pockets, I don't think Nigeria has... Maybe it could affect us because they say it's global, but at this, with the rate and this height,
it's global.
I don't think we have any business.
It's global.
With it.
In some countries, you can see what is being done. This one, Nigeria, is like somebody who's been taken to General Hospital and has been abandoned. It's like you've taken somebody's general tutu, you just abandoned there, and with a bad liver, bad heart, bad lungs, and everything, you just abandon the person.
I don't think we have any business being at this point. Jimmy, I talk to people.
But do you know what? You know what is also sad? When we say we need to qualify it, with the things you see in the social media, how people eat, gluttons. What have they drink? Some of the lounges, do you know how much they sell some of these drinks in the lounges? Go to a lounge one day and say that you want a bottle of champagne. Some guys will buy 6 bottles at a go, sit down with their friends. So and my friend Remy Adetaya was here on Saturday. And even though he's one of the elite, his complaint and advice to the elite is that you need to do things in moderation, especially in public. Do not set the common man against the elite. People haven't learned the lessons of NSAS. If NSAS has gone on for another 2 days, for another 2 days, Nigeria wouldn't have been as we speak. You know, what do you want to do? This one that you are pressing on. You can hear me well. Yes. You want to see something?
No.
No, okay. You know? If NSAS hadn't, if God did, hadn't, because it was God that saved us, because by the time NSAS was ending, they started ending, going into people's houses in Cross River, in Calabar. In some places, they carried furniture. In some cases, they carried fridge, they carried cooker, they carried this and that. The elite should be careful that they don't push Nigerians. They don't, especially this government, you don't push Nigerians. And they have to find a way to withdraw their representatives in the social media, who rather than encourage people to look at government, are taunting people. You are taunting people of respect. You are taunting people who are standing up to all the shenanigans going on. I think we've almost come to the end of this very dry devil. Okay, let's try this one. What's the time now? Finally, 9:49. He made nasty remarks behind my back. I have been with my boyfriend for close to 3 years now. Our relationship has been tense over the last few months, and though he is in his early 30s, he was treated for a testicular problem, which the doctor said might impair his sperm count. But he will have children now. The children sleep too much about it. There are so many things that can be done. He felt really depressed about it, and we agreed we should try for a baby right away. Only the other day, I overheard him on his mobile to a girl, asking her if she missed him.
Didn't she just say boyfriend? Abby?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she says, I've been with my boyfriend for close to 3 years now. Our relationship has been tense and so on and so forth. And though he is in his early 30s, he was treated for a testicular problem. That's the boyfriend, testicular problem. Which the doctor said might impair his sperm count. And said he really felt depressed about it, and we agreed we should try for a baby girl right away. Only the other day, I overheard him on his mobile to a girl. Yes, sounds reason. Asking if she missed him. He said he had tried to phone her while I was out and that I was a menace always watching his every move. You can imagine how devastated I felt. He was in the bathroom when he was making the call. I'm sure he thought I was still in the kitchen. I want to confront him if it means I might lose him, and then I don't want to bear the truth. The truth is that
you already lost him.
If you live with a woman, gentlemen, if you live with a woman, never talk on the phone behind a closed door. That's why the Japanese always talk in the field. If a Japanese man wants to discuss something that is a secret, he goes to the middle of the national stadium when it is empty and divulges the information he needs to. So what were you saying?
I think she has lost him already. Yeah, I mean, he's telling another woman you are a menace. He's asking another woman if she misses him. What else do you need to hear? And this is not
maybe
your husband,
he was rehearsing his lines for a play.
Ah, I'm
yes.
Pushing me.
Yes.
Let him go and finish the play then.
if I'm going to say, we have a play coming up. If I'm looking for something in my church and I'm acting the role.
You're acting which role? She has already lost him. I don't know why she's wasting her time. And he's not her husband. She said boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. 9:52, we got to go. Today wasn't that. It wasn't too well. What is wrong with the two of us? You know, sweet.
That's part of what we've been discussing. But at least we're able to digress now.
I think you should come back next week. Will you come? Or let me bring one or two other people then, after a while, then you come back.
The stories are not...
It's not the stories, it's us. My spirit is a bit low, I won't lie about that.
Oh.
It's a bit low. But it will catch up. Thank you very much, Jola, in spite of it all. Okay?
Thank you for having me.
I'll give you like 1 month and then we'll ask you to come back again. Okay? This is where we're going to end it. And tomorrow, Segun Agbede will be here. We'll talk about Nigeria just like we did with Kwame Ademola. So you don't want to miss that one. Thank you very much, Sheriff. It was nice having
you.
It was nice having you.
Yes, sir.
So that's why it's, you know, we'll end it for today. We'll, so I'll be back again with Sheriff at 7:30 and by myself at 9 tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.